Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Long time no see.
Yeah, man, what's been up with you?
Man, I just been trying to wake up my brothers to this truth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're part of the lost 12 tribes of Israel.
What?
We're from the tribe of Judah.
Oh, imagine that.
Judah, the bow shooter, the iron rod ruler. All nations gonna bow down to the Buddha. Wake up Jacob in the mighty men. Bring the forces of the Gentile riches in. Let the law go forth out Jerusalem. With the power of the Most High, take the land. 144,000, they all men. Ain't no turning back now, man, we going in.
I was born in the midst of a storm. I was formed to be a servant unto you. To bring Jacob home where he belongs. Into the power of the truth. Jacob coming home.
Jacob coming home. Back where he belongs. Back into the power of the truth.
Jacob coming home.
Israel coming home. Back where they belong. Back into Zion with you.
I was blind. My physical eyes could see. I needed sight to see a spiritual mystery. My veils were heavy, religion had a hold on me. See, I've been through some hurt, but I'm still putting in work. Bring Jacob home.
Jacob's coming home, back where Jacob he belongs. Home. Back into the power of the truth.
Bring Jacob home.
Israel coming home. Where
Jacob
they belong,
home.
Back into Zion with you.
What I finally found out, I can't live without. There's no life without you. My home is Zion. I'm so tired. Found my rest in the truth. Bring Jacob home.
Bring them out from them out from the and gather them from the country and bring them into their own land and feed them on the mountains of Israel by the river and all the inhabited places of the country. Ezekiel 20:42. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for God which I lifted up my hand.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, family. Hallelujah. Welcome to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Elders Show. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite Nation. I am Elder Yaliah, and we have Elder Yael with us. And pray for us, family. We've been having some technical difficulties, but hopefully we have them cleared up, or we'll have them cleared up shortly. In the meantime, there's a lot going on. It's never a dull moment in this age of the plandemic. The world seems to be going to hell in a handbasket. This shadow government is got things, well, they think they have everything going the way, exactly the way that they want them to go. They have their puppets in place, president, prime ministers, heads of state. Even got the medical establishment and politicians. Everybody's doing their part. So, but Zion does not have to worry. Yahushua said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He said, you believe in the Most High, believe also in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're always reminded we have an insurance policy. Hallelujah. Not just Israel of the flesh, but Israel of the flesh and the spirit. Hallelujah. Those who are Israel of the spirit. Because we know Israel of the flesh, a lot are not going to make it in. What did our brother Shaul say in Romans 9:27? He says, though the number of Israel be as the sand of the sea. Now, he's talking about the natural Israel. He said, though it be numbered as the sand of the sea. Who can number the sand of the sea? No one. Hallelujah. But the Most High himself. It's innumerable. He said, though it be as the sand of the sea, he said, only a remnant will make it in. Only a remnant will be saved. And we're going to do some exposing tonight. We're going to do some exposing tonight. We have a couple of clips, a couple of witnesses, and you're going to see just how devious these people are. But they don't care anymore. They don't care anymore. They do not care if you expose them to the letter. They are going to ride this plan out. They've shown their hand, and they're not taking it back. You know, maybe in times past when they did all these various test runs, you know, they might put a little bit out there and pull it back, put a little bit out there again and pull it back. They're not doing that this time. They're going for broke. And they mean to go all the way to the end. And that means if they get it their way, that means billions, the lives of billions of people, as we know today, will be here no longer in a very short time. Hallelujah. So what is tonight's show? Before we get into the current events that expose this information that's going out, we want to tell you tonight's show, we want to continue on the feast. We're going to talk about that for a bit. Hallelujah. This is feast season. We're not talking about no pagan feast. We're not talking about no Thanksgiving and pumpkin and Halloween and, you know, the like. You know, New Year's, Christmas, you know, solstice and all that. No, we're talking about this is feast season, the Most High's feast season. You know, I know a lot of you may think, well, you know, that's only for Jerusalem. Well, Yahuwah's word says, "In all your dwellings." So we're just gonna read His word on that. You know, I could have an opinion. You can have an opinion. We can have an opinion, but we're just going to go to His word. I'm going to bring Elder in a little bit. He's going to really speak on that. He's been studying the feast for quite a few years, and I'm going to defer to him. He has a lot to say on it. And then later on the show, we're going to get into this expose. We've got about three clips we want you guys to stay tuned and listen to because this information needs to get out. There's going to be a time that there's not going to be any internet anymore, at least not for us, not for the common man. So we got it. Expose it while you can. Hallelujah. So what is our, we've got a scripture reading for tonight that's found in Leviticus. Our foundational scripture is found in Leviticus chapter 23. I'm going to start reading at verse 33 and read through verse 42. Okay. And I'm pulling up the King James Version. And here we go. And it reads as follows. And Yahuwah spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the feast of tabernacles for 7 days unto Moshe. And the first day shall be an holy convocation, a holy gathering. Ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. On the eighth day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts. If we go back up this chapter and look at a couple more. So now it's just a culmination. Talk about all the feasts. These, verse 7, say, all of these are the feasts of Yahuwah, which ye shall proclaim. That's why we were saying this is feast season. Which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offering, even I mean, everything upon his day. It said, beside the Sabbaths of Yahuwah, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings, which ye give unto Yahuwah. Also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto Yahuwah 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day the boughs of a goodly tree, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of fig trees, and willows of the brook, and ye shall rejoice before Yahuwah, your Eloah, 7 days. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, why did it say in verse 37, these are the feasts of Yahuwah? Because there was quite a few feasts before that. Let's just go back up to verse 26. It says, and Yahuwah spake unto Moshe, saying, I'm reading down from 26. Also on the 10th day of the 7th month. You know, I don't even like that. We're going to go back up to the first day. Okay, here we go. Verse 23. And Yahuwah spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. Now you're going to see all the feasts in this season. This is what we call fall season. In early verses, they had what you call the spring, the early feasts. These are the later feasts. So that started in verse 23, Leviticus 23. So it says, and Yahuwah spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, here we go, October, it started Aviv, that's April, and you look at, go April, May, June, July, August, September, September's the sixth month, October's the seventh month, and that's where we're at right now. It says, verse 27, also on the 10th day of the seventh month, so that's the 10th of October, that's what we call it, October, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahuwah, your Eloah, your mighty one. To say, for whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted, that means fasting, in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. It said, and whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. He's going to cut you off. It says, ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be, here we go. Start back. This verse, listen to this verse and don't listen to anybody else. When I say listen to the verse, you're not just listening to me. I'm just a reader. I'm just a vessel. But just listen to this verse and take this verse to heart. And after the show, whatever time you have, free time, study this verse. And when you study it, don't even remember it was coming from my mouth or your former teacher's mouth. Just let the Ruach speak to you. Verse 31, okay? Remember, the Bible says, let every man be alive. But let Yahweh be true. In other words, every man can be in error. But Yahweh is going to always stand sure. It's going to always stand true. So here's verse 31. It says, ye shall do no manner of work. Here we go. It shall be a statute forever. How long is that? throughout your generation. That means from generation to generation, perpetual, okay? Now listen here. In all, A-L-L, in all your dwellings. Hallelujah. In all your dwellings. So that's what we want you to meditate on. Because, hey, at one time, as I'm still growing, I thought the feast was just supposed to be at Jerusalem. Okay? Now, this feast here, this Day of Atonement, this is a specific feast that I singled out. Because remember, verse 37 culminated, summarized all the feasts. And these are the feasts, plural. So this is one of those feasts it was talking about, the Day of Atonement. It said something very sure, very plain. It says forever. This should be a statute forever throughout your generation. Generation to generation. Okay? That means it's perpetual. And in all your dwellings. You could dwell in Jerusalem. You could dwell on the Isle of Patmos, where Brother Yochanan, John was. You could dwell in Rome. You could dwell on the continent of Africa. You could dwell here in the Americas. You could dwell in the UK. It says in all your dwellings. Hallelujah. Salah. Think about that. Meditate on that. Okay. Hallelujah. Now, you say we're going to do some exposing. I'm not going to personally go anymore in the feast. Definitely want Elder Yael to come up and speak on that. But in the meantime, I believe we're going to try to get Elder Yael back on the line. We're going to play one of these clips. And these clips here, they are very eye-opening. And we got a few of them. I almost don't know which one to play first because they're all good. They're all very informative. So here's what we're going to do. This one says, never thought you lived to see this. Okay? So you want to hear this. This is a brother, and he's very good. This is a YouTube brother. I don't know how he does it. He has some skills because YouTube is censor capital, censor capital of online media. I tell you, YouTube will censor you and cut you off. There's some brothers and sisters on YouTube. They know how to finesse their words. They know how to shield them, and they're making up different little nicknames. And I mean, they're skillful. I give them their credit. Now a lot of them have been kicked off, but the ones who are real skillful and know how to finesse things, they're staying on and they're doing some good work. I commend them. So we're going to play this clip here, and this brother is going to really give us some good information. And by the time we come back, I'm sure we'll have Elder Yael up, and I want him to go into these feasts a little bit more before we get back to our informational clips. So here we go. This is Never Thought You Lived to See. And let me just cue it up. I want to get all the commercials out of the way for you. About 30 seconds, and we'll have it on.
Oh, and there's nothing you can do except for resist. Chickity chicken. You never thought you lived to see this SHTF. We're getting deployed upon. They're coming in. They're telling you to do it now, and there's nothing you can do except for resist with free will. So we're going to get into what they're planning in this huge agenda next. But first, before I get into that, I want to take you into something that came out, and then I'm going to tell you about the Food VAX plan, literally, and this should be something that the world knows. So a while back, but it tells you exactly what's going on. Newly invented zombie-like cells act alive despite being dead. Now, why am I bringing this out? Because this ties in to the nanotech the gender, because they want you to be a nano hope, pretty much. Zombie cells. Scientists at the University of Alabama have figured out a bizarre technique, discovered new natural compounds that could one day end up in new pharmaceuticals. They develop human zombie-like cells that are technically no longer alive, but with the membranes that could continue to bind differently, different potentially useful compounds and samples. To create the zombie cells, what the scientists do, hot chickity chicken with goose niblets, they did this. Scientists scooped out the innards of cells of the cell using solvents. They then wrapped the shell around magnetic iron oxide nanoparticles. Now, why would they do that? Because the nanotech led the reactivation of the dead cells, and you see that's why they want that to be in the bodies of people. So grow and eat your own VAXs. Grant enables study of plants as mRNA factories. University of California, you know the commies got to do it. Anyway, news-wise, the future of the VAX may look more like eating a salad than getting you-know-what in the arm. So UC Riverside scientists are studying whether they can turn edible plants like lettuce into mRNA VAX factories. Messenger RNA or mRNA technology used in the you-know-what VAX works by teaching ourselves to recognize and protect us against infectious disease, they say. One of the challenges with this new technology is that it must be kept cold to maintain stability during transport storage. If this new project is successful, plant-based mRNA VAXs, which could be eaten, could overcome this challenge with the ability to be stored at room temperature. They gave them $500,000 for this grant, $500,000, y'all. National Science Foundation, y'all. Are there threefold showing DNA containing mRNA VAXs can be successfully delivered into the part of the plant cells where it will replicate, demonstrating the plants can produce enough mRNA to rival traditional you-know-what, and finally determine the right dosage. Thank you, Juan Pablo, because that's who did it. Juan Pablo is a part of the operation. So that's why, obviously, you got to have your own food, man. Like, if you out there, them like, literally doing this to your plants, doing this to... You know what? Hey, you don't want to take it in the normal way? Hey, we got another way for you. This is how they're going to do it. They want to, like, try to calm you down with it or something. It's like, no, I ain't being calm, you know? And so this is where it's going right now. And I shouldn't have to say, get this out to everybody or, you know, all this stuff. Because this is just stuff that people should know, man. Doesn't everybody, like, at this point, don't you get how far it's gone? And that's not even it. Kind of how the micro needles, you know, they're going to micro needle the plant. And there's other ways they can do it, too. The other study is different from the micro needle. Don't get me wrong. And they say with the next pandemic, they plan to deploy with the micro needles because they want to quickly get you like that. And so here's the thing. That's what they want to put on the plants. That's what they're already putting on the plants, actively micro needles. And so they're going to track the health of the plants. Now, why did I show you that report in the beginning of basically the nanoparticles reactivating cells and stuff like that, you know, zombie-like cells? Because by frequency, they freaking move these devices. Soundwaves power new advances in drug and delivery and smart materials. Soundwaves have been part of science and medicine for decades, but the technologies have always relied on low frequencies. Now researchers have revealed how high-frequency sound waves could revolutionize the field of ultrasound-driven chemistry. Question right. If you're dead or alive, will you get up with the nanotech stuff in you? That's the question I'm asking you all live. So moving into the half phase of this, now what can you do? EMF protection, we get it. The clothes is very important to block certain waves, so it's important that you do that, but that's not going to be the only thing that gets you out of this agenda. The walls to block frequency and sound waves. So I want to make this highly important today, so I'm going to leave a link below to this article after this video is over, so hopefully you can share it out and get it to others. And you can study that the soundproof waves of frequency and then also your clothes and all these things makes a lot of sense, because if they were to activate some, guess what? If you was protected from that somehow with the materials around you or on your body, you may not be as susceptible as other people. Not saying you will be, not giving information, not just saying that it's possible, in my opinion. You want to be a big, giant Christmas tree? That's what you want to be. You want to be lit up with the dots and stuff? Nano specs in cancer drugs may actually make things worse. Posted by National University of Singapore. This was in 2019 when they said that. So using nanomedicines widened the gap between blood vessels, making it easier for other cells, such as cancer cells, to go in and out of the leaky blood vessels. There you go. And that was a study they came out with, not me. And they showed you what happened. And I don't think that's the way that the natural human organic life form should go. If you feel the same, then please get it out to everybody you know. Thanks for tuning in.
Speak in code, just enough to slip under the YouTube algorithm detector. I've listened to a few of his videos. This brother is putting out some good information to the people worldwide. I like when he say, do you want to be lit up like a Christmas tree? One of his videos, I believe, or another brother's made a reference to something like that a couple of weeks ago. He was showing the black lights that they're putting up in these cities, major cities across the United States and across the EU, you know, European Union. They're putting up these black lights. You know, black lights, they're just like they had back in the part of the young people. But they used to have these black lights, I guess, in the 70s. In the parties, so people walk in them. You got any? You got a dark shirt on with any lint on them? All the lint showed up, and you got any lint on your face? The lint showed up, and, but people used to like these black lights. Now they're going to keep the regular white street lights up, but they're also beside them putting these black lights. That a lot of times the people are not going to be able to detect the black lights are on, but they can show up certain things. Like, for instance, they can show up if you have that substance, luciferase, in your body. That luciferase is going to be a way that they're going to be able to detect who's zapped and who's not, or who's jabbed and who's not, who's in their worldwide database and who's not. So that luciferase is coming. Of course, some people think it's already was there. I mean, it's already there. Some people think it was there. They inserted it in the first jab. But others think, and I'm inclined more to go with this, others think that's going to be that final tracker. That's going to be with that patch prick. That's the little Band-Aid prick, if you haven't heard that by now. That's coming soon. And they already have a justification to give everyone that Band-Aid patch prick. When I say everyone, that means everyone who's taken the jab. They won't need to give the people one who doesn't have the substance in their body. What is their justification going to be? Their justification is going to be, hey, look, we're ready to open this society back up. We're ready to open this economy wide open, back up. You can go to the nightclubs again. You can go to your ball game again. You can get on the train, plane, automobiles. You can do anything you want to do as long as you have the vaccine passport, okay? Now, this is not something in the future. You got countries doing this now. Just look in France. Look in Australia. There's a lot of countries that are doing this now. Canada's trying to do this. And they're having demonstrations out in the streets. Parts of this country, New York City, the mayor de Blasio, he's trying to enforce this. So maybe it's just regional wide, you know, city, but you're talking about millions of people, over 10 million people or so in New York City. But that's bigger than some states, you know, that's in this country. So this is about to sweep across the globe, okay? So their justification is going to be, hey, we're trying to open this society back up, make things normal again, let you get your groove back on. But you got to have a passport. They say, well, we got a passport. We agree with that. Yeah, but there's some people not playing by the rules, okay? There are some people who are making counterfeit passports, and they're trying to sneak on the airplanes and the trains, and they're trying to get into the nightclub, and they're trying to get into the ball game and everything, you know. They're making it bad for you legitimate passport holders. So you know they done already split society down the middle between the vax and the unvax. So the unvax is going to get pissed, and they're going to say, you know, well, you do what you got to do with these people. Do what you got to do, because we want to get our groove back on. We want to get our, you know, we want to hit the nightclubs and get back to doing what we was doing prior to 2020. They can say, okay, we can help you out. Here's a way to stop it. That card, that plastic card is not working, or paper, whatever it's made of. That's not working because we got these counterfeiters. They're out there making fraudulent passports, and they're getting on the planes, and they're going into clubs, and they're infecting everybody. These filthy, unvaxxed people, they're infecting everybody. So, you know what? Here's a way we can stop it. I know you guys want to get back to doing what you were doing. Here's a way to stop it. Everybody get this patch print. We're just going to inject this tracker, and this tracker is going to let all of us know. It's going to let your government officials know who is really vaccinated and who's not. Okay, so the passport, they're tearing it up. They're tearing up the paper, and they're going digital. And they said, all you got to do is take this patch brick, it's 4 to 6 little pins. You can not even feel them. When they prick your skin, just like a Band-Aid, put the Band-Aid on, take the Band-Aid off, and it's all done. But what's in there that went below your skin, the microscopic level, is that tracker, that luciferase. And it's going to have the tracking codes, and it's going to say when you were vaccinated, how much you were vaccinated, your name, number, date of birth, everything about you, maybe about your parents too. It's going to all be in there. And they're going to upload it to their mothership. They're going to upload it to their mainframe computers, you know, supercomputers, and you're going to be a number. You're going to be in the system. You're going to be a citizen of the New World Order. At that point, now this is me, at that point I believe there is no turning back for the ones who've taken that. You are a marked man or marked woman. You're in there. So how do they detect you when you want to go into a ball game or something, or a club? You just put your arm out, put your hand out or whatever, wherever they put it at, put it in at you, and you will light up like the brother was saying, like a Christmas tree. Maybe not that bright, but you will light up, and they can track you. They can track you. I remember back in the old days, they used to just put a little stamp. Now, when you out there in the club, you know, you didn't see that stamp. You know, the club be all dark. But if you leave, that's what that little stamp was, that little neon. And when you try to come back on, if you want to come back in to the club, you got to hold your hand out. And the guy at the door, he'll shine a little light that detects that fluorescent marker that you had on your hand. And if it shows up, he'll let you back in. You're back in. You're good. That's the same way it's going to be. It's just going to be much more sophisticated. That thing, when the reader, Now, they already got the readers and everything. They already got them. When Elder and I did this probably about over closer to 3 months ago. And we told how the luciferase is going to be used in this little 6-4 pin prick, and how it's going to be the digital tracker. And the justification for it is going to be because the unvax are using making false, counterfeit passports. So that's going to be the justification, and people are going to take it. Don't think they're not going to take it. Look how many people said they wouldn't take the vax. And when push came to shove, when they start thinking about their job, their money, or when they just start thinking about, hey, I want to get back to, doing the things I was doing, they jumped fence, and they took it. The ones that you thought you were so close to, and y'all both said you would never take, they took it. And they're going to take this again, because they're going to sell this by saying this will separate the vax from the unvax. And that means we could truly open society back up to pre-2020 days. And when we open it back up, you don't have to worry about those diseased, filthy, unvaccinated people. You could just get your party on and do whatever you – just let your hair down. Don't have to worry about nothing. You don't have to breathe their air. So that's coming. That's coming. Look forward to that. If not this year, look forward to that next year. That luciferase is coming. And like I said, as far as when I've been tracking this, me and Elder, as far as I can see, that's pretty much going to be the line in the sand right there. Some people think this is already it, and that's fine. Hey, we a lot of us coming down on different opinions on this. Some people think this is the mark, even if you took the first jab. Some think if you take all three, the second jab, the booster. And me, I've been studying this luciferase, this patch prick. This is going to separate out those who don't have it, and it's going to separate in those who do have it. So this is going to be the master tracker here. So what does the tracker could do? The tracker could say, hey, if you want to come to work, they'll have that thing right at the door, your employer, just like they used to have at the nightclub. Just be more sophisticated. All right, you could come to work today. You could make money today. You want to come into the grocery store? Okay. Come on in. Scan. Keep it moving. Come on, y'all. The scanner just be so quick, and it'll be so sophisticated. It'll be just like you, you're passing in the car, fast pass. when you're driving down the highway, you don't have to really slow down anymore. You could get in the fast pass lane, and man, it could pick it up. It could pick up your detector, your sensor. I don't have a fast pass, so I don't know if it's in your bumper or your windshield or whatever. But I know that scanner, it'll pick it up, and you can keep going. And it'll know when you've used it all up. And it'll know when you don't have a fast pass. You try to drive through like the other people who have a fast pass. You'll see a big ticket coming in your mailbox. And if it's not your car that you were driving, the owner of the car, they'll see a big ticket, and they'll know it was you. So, this is what's coming. And so this is going to be where the line is drawn in the sand. So the people who take this, look out for them. You should warn your loved ones, family, friends, associates. This is going to be the big thing. But who's going to listen? Scripture said, who believed our report? Who's going to listen? So Elder hasn't quite got back yet. I'm going to play one more clip. Like I said, we have a few of these, and just going to do some more exposing. Going to change directions a little bit on this one. This nurse pretty much tells the different levels the different phases, what happens to your body. You know, there's people who think, you know, this thing is not doing nothing to them. And for what it's worth, there's some people who've taken the first jab and they thought about it. You know, maybe they're feeling lousy and they start having buyer's remorse. And you know, maybe even they got down on their knees and prayed and got into the word and said, this is not right. I don't like where this is heading. If this is not the mark of the beast, this is all too similar to the mark of the beast, the buying and selling and how they're trying to restrict certain people who didn't take this. And maybe they just, you know, come into the light. And, you know, you ought to have mercy on whoever he chooses to have mercy. You know, but even those people, you can't be in the dark. You know, there's different things that happen to your body, different changes that happen to your body as you take these different shots. First, second booster, and now they're going to have a third booster. I mean, a second booster. And these boosters are not going to stop. You know, they're going to be as common as the flu shot that some people get every year. I mean, I even got them a couple of years. I've been stopped. But these things are going to be commonplace. So because your immune system is going to be so weak, these things are designed pretty much to eventually destroy your immune system. And you're going to be so weak, you're going to have to take these. Are you going to be looking at the grave as your alternative? So it's sad. It's sad. So, you know, never stop praying for your loved ones, even the ones who've taken this. So this doctor is going to give a quick analysis, only 3 minutes, of what happens to our bodies during the different stages of these shots. So just stay tuned, and we're gonna cue this up. Again, I'm going to try to make sure I take off the commercials. You don't need to hear all that. And once it's clear, I'm going to bring it on. Yeah.
Okay, so I am a natural doctor, and I have 1,600 patients. Many are vaccinated, just to give you a little bit of backstory about my credibility. What I've seen so far, what I've learned, is all information from physicians, medical physicians, natural physicians, and also immunization, virology doctors, things like that, and then also nurses. So what I'm about to share with you is the first vaccine, the second vaccine, and then the boosters and what it does to your body. The first vaccine, as it goes into your body, it has a small amount of saline and then a bunch of ingredients that are very catastrophic to your cellular system. What that does to your immune system, which is your bone marrow, your thymus gland, your spleen, and all other systems associated with your immune system, it decreases the ability to produce white blood cells by 50% from your first vaccine. Then 8 weeks later, which is white blood cell reproductive system, so your ability to make another generation of white blood cells is 8 weeks. That's why they set it up 8 weeks later to hit it again. So you hit the white blood cell ability while it's down. So now what you do is now they decrease the saline in the second one, and they increase the harmful ingredients. So now you have a shift in the ingredients. So they decrease the saline and increase. So now there's a shift. And then what they do is that second dose attacks your ability to make white blood cells by an additional 25%. So now you only have the ability to make white blood cells functioning at 25%. So you just wiped out 75% of your military and the ability to make that military. Then what they do is they set in the booster. The booster has 81 strands of foreign bacteria that your cells have never come across. You don't have the antibodies to fight it. So you only have 25% of your white blood cell production to be able to fight it. So it's a losing battle. So then what starts to happen is you start to get chronic inflammation that goes to the areas that you had predispositions. So if you were someone that has gut health issues, that's your area that it's going to focus on, and you're going to have inflammation in the gut health. If it's respiratory, if you have a tumor or cancer, or if you have, say, endometriosis, or you have a skin condition, whatever that is, it's going to inflame that area. Because now the body has hit the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight or flight, and the body is in a chronic inflammatory state with a low immunity and a low immune response.
Then you get your second booster. What the second booster has is it has 8 strands of HIV. And now what that does is it completely shuts off your ability to make white blood cells. And if you Google what that disease is, it is HIV. So now we have people that are walking around with no immune system, no ability to make an immune system, 81 strands of foreign bacteria, and then also 8 strands of foreign HIV, along with all the other harmful ingredients, and then they remove all the saline from the first and second booster. Now, to make matters worse, during this process, 20 to 30% of the population is going to die every single series of this process. There's 4 series. They have 3 more boosters that are coming out, and the reason why is because once they make you so that your immune system can't make white blood cells anymore, you become dependent on the boosters to survive, just like someone becomes dependent on insulin. Big Pharma is looking for people that either die off to protect our
excuse me, family. Let me see if the elders getting ready to come back up. Elder, if you're ready, come on back up. Hallelujah. We pray to get back on and join us. Let's see. Hallelujah. I'm just gonna get our elder a second to come back up. We're gonna talk about this last clip to see if Elder can get his mic or whatever to work in. Okay, I hear you guys.
Okay. All right. Do you hear me, Elder?
Yes, you're in, Elder. You're in. Hallelujah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hallelujah. You work some magic. I mean, not magic. That's prayer. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I don't know what you did, but you're back on. You're back. You're connected to the world. Hallelujah.
Okay. All right.
Hallelujah.
That's what I want to be.
So I don't know if you heard the last few videos, Elder. This lady here, the last one, I played the one that you had forwarded to me first, and that was a good one. That's the brother. This one was the lady, the nurse. She gave the stages of what your body goes through, basically what your immune system goes through with each shot, the initial shot. The second one that they want everybody to get, except Johnson & Johnson, they're supposed to have everything at once. But and then the first booster, second booster, and then anything after that. I mean, if you're still alive after that. But it's a shame. You know, after, like, the first, second booster, your immune, really, like, after the second shot. But after the first or second booster, if you make it that long, your immune system is pretty much shot. I mean, it's at a point where the white blood cells are not helping your body at all. Matter of fact, they're going to be saying that you need to keep taking these boosters for the rest of your life just to fight off any infection. The immune system will be so weak at that point. It was kind of sad. I don't know if you had saw that video before or just heard it tonight. But you could give me your thoughts on that, Elder, and maybe the first video, if you remember the first one, would let you give your input. Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, basically what I was saying, I see people being killed, you know, they don't realize it until it's too late. That's what I'm looking at. Because I have seen women get this booster, this vaccine, and next thing you know, they're so sick, they can't make it. No matter what, they you can tell they're dying, because they acknowledge it themselves. And it's just ugly out there. You know, when you see this stuff going on, and this is among our own people, where they're killing their Hebrew Israelite people are being killed off. You know, a lot of them because of the lack of knowledge.
That's
I'm determined to make sure that we try to look at the Word of God, see what it has to say to us now, so that we can stand amongst this killing, this murdering that these worlds don't do to the people. So that's what we have to stand. But anyway, I was gonna continue on listening to the word here. We were looking at the feast days.
Yeah.
And I want to just be continuing to read a little bit more because of the time that we are in right now.
Hallelujah. Yeah, talk about the feast. Hallelujah.
All right. Okay. I was gonna start this thing. Go back to Leviticus here, and look at Leviticus 23, verse 33. It says that Yahshua spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, on the 15th day of this seventh new moon is the festival of Sukkot, or Tabernacle, for 7 days to Yahuwah. Okay? On the first day is a set apart gathering. You do no servile work. Okay? That's what you got to understand. It. That's the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
You do not come to work on the Sabbath. Okay. You go along to a okay, for 7 days, you bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. On the eighth day, there shall be a set-apart gathering for you, and you shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. It is a closing festival to you to do no servile work. So this is the thing that we got to make sure we understand and start putting our minds to this word so that God's word can speak to us and lead us through these times that we're going through. Okay? Because some people ignore what it is plainly written. Okay, and understood. But some people just still ignore, you know, as though it doesn't mean anything to them. But that's a mistake. Okay, because this word is your life. That's why he told us, even in John, tells us it is the word, it's the spirit. Let me go to that, John 6:6. Just a real quick second, if I could get there. It's very important that we take the word of Yah and just be obedient to it. No matter what you have to do, you can't let man guide you, start talking stuff and leading you in the wrong direction. Okay? Let's see. John chapter 6, it tells us, verse 63, it is the spirit that gives life. The flesh does not profit at all. The words that I speak to you are spirit and are life.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's important to us. We really got to take that to our heart and let that just become part of our life. Okay? But to go on in verse 64, but there are some of you who do not believe. For Yahusha knew from the beginning who they were, who did not believe, and who would deliver him up. You see? And he said, because of this, I have said to you that no one is able to come to me unless it has been given to him by my Father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we gotta, that's why we got to listen to the word that he speaks to us and got it accepted. Can't walk around here with our head in the sand, playing crazy, listening to every wind and doctrine, and ignoring this truth here.
That's right.
That's a mistake. Okay? From then on, many of his taught ones withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. Yahushua therefore said to the 12, who do you also wish to go away? You see? Then Shimon Kepher answered him, Master, to whom shall we go? You possess words of everlasting life. That's what we got to remember. The words of everlasting life is in Yahushua.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he possessed that. Okay, and we have believed, and we know that you are the Messiah, the Son of the Living Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so that's what we want to continually to keep these things in mind. We can't not walk away from these feast days, because this is the word of Yah. These are laws that he has given to his people.
Okay.
And we are his people.
Hallelujah.
See? And these are their freedom. Okay? Their life is life in these words.
Mm-hmm.
So hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. In verse 37 here in Leviticus here, these are the appointed times of Yahuwah, which you proclaim as set apart gatherings to bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, an ascending offering, and a grain offering, a slaughtering and drink offerings as commanded for every day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it goes on, beside the Sabbaths of Yahuwah, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your voluntary offering which you give to Yahuwah, on the 15th day of the seventh new month, new moon, it says here, says same. Then when you gather in the fruit of the land, celebrate the festival of Yahuwah for 7 days. On the first day is a rest, and on the eighth day a rest. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that's what we got to. We got to accept Yahuwah's word that he has given us and learn to appreciate the things that he has already done for us, okay?
That's right.
Because our life is in him. And if we walk around and ignore that, we find ourselves getting crossed up, mixed up about this beast system that we don't allow ourselves, we get caught up in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We got to be careful okay? Don't allow ourselves to let somebody deceive us into doing some things, getting ourselves caught up in this world affairs, not understanding what's going on. Because Satan is trying to get us, okay? He's going to keep trying, because I want to look at over here in Revelation. It kind of touches a little bit on this beast system, and this is things that we need to definitely understand so that we don't be out here totally lost, you know, being carried away by every wind and doctrine that's out there. Okay? Let's see here. Let me just go on over here to Revelation 13. Okay? Yeah, it talks about this. See, go to 11th verse in Revelation 13. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Can you imagine that? Somebody looking, coming up, like, got this situation, this fakeness about him, acting like he's a good Christian. Let's just use the word Christian. Okay? Because, you know, so many people have been deceived by that Christianity thing that's been given us here in this country.
Yes.
Okay. And he said, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. That's why you got to be careful at what you see these guys speak and hear what they're saying. Okay? Because they are definitely will deceive you. Okay. And he exercised all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed.
Yeah. Right?
And he does great signs so that he even makes fire come down from the heaven on the earth before men. Okay? All right. And he leads astray those dwelling on the earth because of those signs which he has was given to do before the beast, saying to those dwelling on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword, yet live. Okay? So, hallelujah. That's why we got to wake up and look what is being said in Yah's word, okay? Because he will lead us straight, okay? We don't have to be deceived by the devil itself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me just go on here in Revelation 13. Okay, it tells us, and there was given to him to give spirit to the image of the beast. Okay, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause to be killed as many as would not worship the image of the beast. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
People, that's why ever since this corona thing has come out, so many people have been killed and lost their life.
That's right.
Okay? It's a killing machine out here on this earth, okay? And we got to have Yahshua to save us from this detrimental beast out here in this world, okay? All right. It says, goes on here, and that no one should be able to buy or sell except he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay, now we even know who owns the mark. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You know, Bill Gates and his people, his crowd, that they own this patent on this coronavirus thing, because we're talking 666. That's the number of it. And the thing is, Yahuwah tells us, even he warned us about it, because he tells us right down as we go on, and that no one should be able to buy or sell except he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So we see that number that's coming in there, that 666 number. Let's read it down here in the next verse. It said, here is the wisdom. He who has understanding, he who has understanding, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666.
Yes.
Okay. So there's no misunderstanding about this beast and his number. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to play crazy. We can just accept the truth.
That's
okay?
Right.
And that way we don't be caught up in their murderous actions that they're doing towards mankind here on earth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, because we see it coming, we see it going on right before our eyes. Now, these are things that we had looked at in this world sometime earlier. Okay, we knew that the mark of the beast was coming. We just didn't know exactly when. That's okay.
That's right.
Thank Father. Thank Yah for giving us an understanding when this thing came to light, okay? Because he's given us the wisdom on how to evade or avoid this garbage that we see here.
That's okay? Right.
It doesn't matter who it is that's pushing this crap. We know we got preachers, and we also have the president, and many of his minions, many people out there pushing this thing like this is some kind of goal or something, because it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They see themselves being killed by this government. Yes, they sit around and listen to him and his people out there on the media just constantly pushing it, take the vial, take the jab, all of that, you know? It ain't nothing but that death sentence for them, okay? That's what we want to avoid. We want you to avoid. We want to warn you, one world, against this beast out here, this demon out here that's killing people, already hates mankind, okay? That's the biggest enemy to mankind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now it should take us long to understand and see this going on, see what he's doing to us, to mankind out here. Okay? It don't take a rocket scientist, okay, to figure this out, to see it, okay? Because that's what we see going on. Mm-hmm. But you see, what we got to also understand, Yahuwah is warning for us, okay? Although we see this, Yahuwah has already warned us, okay, so that we will know how to avoid this. And what you got to understand, remember what the word of Yah tells us. It says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
He'll flee.
Okay?
Hallelujah.
So you got to be strong enough to resist him. Okay? You can't be set out there afraid that he's going to get me and all this corona and all going to get me. And, you know, you just do what's right, and you watch how the devil will have to flee.
That's right.
You have to get away from you, okay? Okay, let's see here. Let me read on down in chapter 14. And I looked and saw a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written upon their forehead. Hallelujah. And I heard a voice out of the heavens, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of the loud thunder. And I heard the sound of their harpists playing their harps. All right? And they sang a renewed song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one was able to learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. Hallelujah. Yes, Yah has people that he's going to redeem from this demon, okay, no matter what he tries to do.
That's
okay?
Right.
They are those who were not defiled with woman, for they are maiden, okay? They are those following the Lamb wherever he leads them on. Okay? They were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to Yahuwah and to the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Okay? And it goes on to say here, and in their mouth was found no falsehood, for they are blameless before the throne of Yahuwah. Okay? That's why I listen to that. I read this word to keep this in mind. Make sure I don't forget it, because this is what Yahuwah is telling us right now. Okay?
That's right.
Okay, and it says here in verse 6, and I saw another messenger flying in mid-heaven, holding the everlasting good news to announce to those dwelling on the earth, even to every man, every nation, I'm sorry, and tribe and tongue and people, okay? Hallelujah. Saying with a loud voice, fear Yahuwah and give esteem to him, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heaven and the earth and sea and fountains of water. Okay? See how important it is that we worship Yahuwah.
That's right.
No matter what, we got to remember what his word is telling us. All right. So let me keep going here. Because it's important that we know where we stand at, even in this time. Okay? Because the devil is alive and he wants to try to trick you. He wants to make you think there's no hope. That's why I say we can't be afraid of nobody out there.
Fighting
his BS and everybody else out there that's coming with this garbage, okay, pushing this vaccine. We can't be afraid of them, okay?
That's right.
Because we know that they are coming by the power of Satan himself.
That's right.
Because they're pushing that garbage, talking about the vaccine. You gotta take this vaccine. Oh, they sound like what they look like. And they're idiots. Okay. Let me read on here. It says, let me go back to verse 6. And I saw another messenger flying in mid-heaven, holding the everlasting good news to announce to those dwelling on the earth, even to every nation and tribe and tongue and people, okay, saying with a loud voice, fear Yahuwah and give esteem to him, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made the heavens and the earth and sea and fountains of waters. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, we know that his hour has come because we knew that it was coming after we had been here 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He said he's going to judge these guys that held us in captivity. Okay? That's this nation, this Babylonian system that's standing over us now. Okay? Doing everything dirty and nasty to the people of Yahuwah. Okay? And the world is starting to see it. He's being exposed. Mm-hmm. So, hallelujah. Okay, and verse 8 here in Revelation 14 here. And another messenger followed, saying, Babylon is fallen. Okay? That great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her whoring. Okay? That's why she's going down. And a third messenger followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark upon his forehead or upon his hand. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's so important that we warn this world about this beast, the system that has come up on with this mark, okay, calling it the coronavirus and all that crap that they're using to kill people with.
Ah, that's right.
He also shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahuwah, which is poured out undiluted into the cup of his wrath. And he shall be tortured with fire and sulfur before the set-apart messengers and before the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why he told us, you will see the reward of the wicked. You will see them. Psalms 91 tell us, you will see the reward of the wicked. Okay? That's why he tells us, no plague is coming near your dwelling. That's why we're not afraid of this demon and his act, stuff that he's trying to do to the world, to the people of Yahuwah. Okay? And the smoke of their torture goes up forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night, those worshiping the beast and his image. Also, if anyone receives the mark of his name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here's the endurance of the set-apart ones. Here are those guarding the command of Yahuwah and the belief of Yahuwah. Susha. Okay? There you go. We got the... Keep listening. Make sure that we listen to what Yahuwah has to say to his people. And I heard a voice out of the heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Master from now on. Yes, save the Spirit, in order that they rest from their labors and their works follow with them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I looked and saw a white horse, a white cloud, excuse me, okay, and sitting on the cloud was one like the son of Adam, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another messenger came out of the heaven, the dwelling place, crying with a loud voice to the one sitting on the cloud, send your sickle and reap, because the hour has come for you to reap, because the harvest of the earth is ripe. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Tell you, it ain't no joke. Mm-hmm. And yeah. The one sitting on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another messenger came out of the dwelling place, which is in the heaven, and he too held a sharp sickle. And another messenger came out from the slaughter place, having authority over the fire. And he cried with a loud cry. To him having the sharp sickle, saying, send your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, because her grapes are ripe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the messenger thrust his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of Yahuwah. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the bridles of the horses for about 1,600 stadia.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm telling you, listening to the word of Yah and seeing what he has, how he's warned us, what he has said to us, we don't have to be walking around here with our heads hung down, frightened because what this beast is doing, okay? Because they are headed straight to hell. We know that. And whether they like it or not, that's what they are bringing on themselves.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. We keep on trusting in Yahuwah, we will be all right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So let's continue to seek Yahuwah for guidance and for to make sure we don't get caught up and get tangled up in the way of the world. Okay?
That's right.
Because that demon is constantly trying to persuade us, try to make us think that coronavirus is the thing we need. And that ain't nothing but a lie out of hell.
That's right.
He could take that lie back to hell, wherever he got it, and get it out of our face. Okay, and the only way we can overcome him is through the word of Yah. Scripture tells us they overcame him by the word of Yahuwah. Okay?
Yes.
And that's what we can depend on, that we can trust it. Trust his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, Elder, I'll let you come on back up again because of what we are looking at. We know that we are in dangerous times, and we got to recognize it and do not allow this demon frighten us. We don't have to. Okay? Hallelujah. Trust in Yah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Elder. Hallelujah. Glad we went over. Glad you went over that those feasts. And one thing when I made it, the scripture made it clear. Some particular feasts are to be held. It says, in all your dwellings. Hallelujah. I just wanted to let people go home and study that and let the Ruach minister to them on exactly what that means, in all your dwelling places. That speaks to geography. Hallelujah. New York City, whether you're in Africa, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in the United States, doesn't matter. In all your dwellings. Now here, John 8:32, it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, there's a video that went viral over the last week, and this nurse, well, this is a doctor, she exposed, her team got a hold of a few of these vials of the jab, you know, and they broke it down. They broke it down in the laboratory. And put it under a microscope, and I think it was something like 40-something thousand times the microscope, 40-something thousand times the regular, you know, it's magnified more than we can see with our natural eye. So they were able to see these things that, you know, the naked eye can't see, but they're nonetheless there. And some of these things that were in this vax were not only hideous, like things that don't belong in your body, like metals and things like that, graphene, but some there were live organisms in there. And one thing was standing up and trying to move around, you know. It's hideous. And so we're going to play this. Scripture says you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's probably somebody who haven't taken this yet. They might be listening to us tonight. And this can help them make up their mind that, no, I'm not putting this into my body. You do you know your body is not your own? The Bible says that our body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. You know the Most High doesn't dwell in buildings made by man's hands. Our bodies, that's his tabernacle. That's where he dwells. And he says, our bodies are no longer our own. He said, we were bought with a price, with the blood of Yahusha. So are you going to take something vile, impure and filthy, and alien? You know, this is Nephilim DNA in here. Oh, you haven't heard that before. You're not going to hear that on CNN. Get real. You're going to hear that on mainstream. No. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man's return. What was in the days of Noah? Who was running the world? Who were the men of renown in Genesis chapter 6? Those were the Nephilim. Those were the hybrids. How do you think they're going to proliferate in today's time? What are they trying to force everybody to take? That jab. That jab has had Nephilim DNA. We're going to hear, this is the Stu Peters show. We're going to hear this doctor. She's going to describe some things. And I mean, if you could see it visually, that would be beautiful. But you're just going to have to let your mind draw the picture, because they actually show this image here. And it's something to behold. But I'm going to cue it up. I'm going to play it right now, Elder. I got past the commercials.
Okay.
And we're going to play it. Hallelujah. Here we go.
In the people's arms, and she says that she was horrified. Dr. Carrie Madej says that she's personally examined multiple vials of the vaccines that are being forced into people's arms, and she says that she was horrified by what she saw. She says she cried harder than she ever has before. She says other American labs have looked at the contents of the vaccine vials, only to shut down shortly after. And Dr. Carrie Madej joins us now. Doctor, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. It's my pleasure to be here.
So you sent these images to the show. I've looked at them. I have to say that I was creeped out, but then again, I realized I don't know what I'm looking at here, so help me out.
Okay. So first of all, it was in July that a local lab in Georgia said they wanted me to examine contents of a vial that they had just received. This vial was fresh. It had already been used to be injected into at least one patient. Because it was the end of the day, they were going to discard it, so they were able to get the vial, and this particular vial was Moderna. And so I was there to witness them getting that and putting some of the contents on a glass slide with a compound microscope to look at it, and it was only, nothing was added to this solution, nothing was diluted, no human tissue was added. Only the white light for the microscope. And of course, over time, it was becoming more room temperature from the refrigeration. That was it. And so at first, it looked just translucent. And then as time went on, over 2 hours, colors appeared, which I've never seen anything like this. There wasn't a chemical reaction happening. It was a brilliant, like blue and royal purple and a yellow and sometimes green. And so these colors appearing, I did not know what that was. After investigating more, a superconducting material can do that with white light being emitted to it. Okay, a superconducting material would be something like an injectable computing system. Anyhow, these fibers were more Some of the fibers had a little cube structure on it. I'm not sure what that was. And also metallic fragments were in there. They were not metallic fragments I'm used to seeing, more exotic. They're very opaque, as well as, you know, as the edge of the cover slide, so the cover slips and you put a glass partition on that or a piece on top of the glass slide, there are edges. And so all the particulates, all these colors started to move to the edge, and there was self-assembling going on. Things were growing. You know, they looked synthetic. And then there was one particular, I'd say, object or organism, I'm not sure what to call it, that had tentacles coming from it. And it was able to lift itself up off of the cover, I'm sorry, off of the glass slide.
It was alive? The thing was alive?
It appeared to have be self-aware or be able to grow or move in space. All I can tell you is this is not something they taught us in medical school, nothing in my laboratories, nothing that I've seen before. And I've showed this to other people in the field, and they don't know what it is either. And I thought, when I first saw this, and I kept looking at it over and over again, I had a colleague with me, and we both thought, wow, this almost appears like it's self-aware, like it knows we're watching it. It's just an intuition, a feeling of mine, but was very upsetting. And so after two and a half hours, everything was destroyed, of course. And then I thought, well, maybe that was a fluke in a way. Maybe that was just that one vial. And so, you know, just recently the lab was able to get more vials, and same manufacturer, but, you know, different batch, of course, looking at it the same way under the compound microscope. And another one of those tentacle-like structures appeared. This was now completely under the cover slip, so there was no movement because it wasn't on the edge. But I just couldn't believe I saw another one. And, you know, it's same thing. Same colors appeared over time, these fibers. You know, they're, and this time I need to get, if they do it again, I have to get a video from them. There was actually motion that you could see in the video. So, you know, this is very concerning, and also was able to look at the contents of a Johnson & Johnson vial, and there was definitely a substance that looked like graphene. They all had graphene-like structures in there. Whether or not they were, I don't have the capability of testing them, nor did this lab, but that's what they appeared to be. They had fatty substances, like a sticky glue-like substance that would be considered a hydrogel in those, both of them, right? So that means they're lying. They're lying to us about the Johnson & Johnson, about not having nanolipid particles or anything of that substance, and it does. And in the Johnson & Johnson, they also had colors appeared. Their colors were different. They were like a fluorescent pastel kind of color. Again, a lot of synthetic structures in there as well. In the Johnson & Johnson, more the spherical ring structures were there, a lot of sphere structures. These, I'm describing what I'm seeing, but I've never seen anything like this before. They're not supposed to be in these injections or falsely calling vaccines. What are they going to do to somebody? What are they going to do to a child?
It's horrific.
I started crying when I saw these, you know, second time under the microscope, because it was confirmation of everything I saw the first time.
If I were looking into a microscope at something that I was told was a vaccine to promote health and safety, and some self-aware tentacle-equipped creature started moving, I would probably run out of the laboratory. I mean, that's just me. I'm not scared of a lot, but that is scary that is going into the blood of global citizens. And you're right, they want to push this into our children.
Oh, yes. This is about 400 times magnification. So we don't have, you know, more information than that. But, you know, people need to really, really, really stop and think about what is happening right now. And it doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, don't go and rush to a decision that you could regret. Something's not right in the world. I think we all know that right now. And to me, it's definitely on the level of a spiritual warfare, looking at it under the microscope. And, you know, this pushes me, this inspires me to make more of these, maybe videos, if we can get the lab to get more of these samples, to do them in real time so you can actually see what we're doing, to have proof of, yes, this is what is happening. This is what we are seeing. So you yourself can see what is happening under the microscope, because I don't think you need to have any science background. When you look at it, you'll see that something isn't right. This isn't supposed to be injected into human beings.
So when you first, children. Before you started talking about this self-aware, whatever it is that lifted itself up off of the glass, you mentioned something about an injectable computing system. What do you make of that?
Yeah. So when colors just appeared in the solution, I mean, I'm talking about, there's no color or very little. All of a sudden, the most brilliant blue, the most brilliant yellow, the most brilliant purple appeared, and more and more and more and more over time. I've never seen anything be able to do that besides something, unless you added another substrate for a chemical reaction. You know, it has to react with something. I didn't know what could do that. And so I started to talk to some nanotech engineers and genetic engineers, and they told me the only thing they knew of that could do that was a white light, which a white light did hit it. The microscope has a white light. A white light over time will make the reaction on a superconducting material. Superconducting is like an injectable computing system. So this is where the electronic components can now become visible under white light. Do you know where they are? So this is proof that they are putting an operating system inside people. This happened in both the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson samples that we observed. So, you know, these are all, we're getting little pieces of evidence put together one by one by one, but everything is pointing to the very ominous, you know, endpoint of this is the beginning or the advent of transhumanism, or this is the beginning or advent of being able to have surveillance and spying done on people, just like Bill Gates said he's doing right now in West Africa. People need to remember that the Gates Foundation, or at least Bill Gates and Gavi, his company, is working with MasterCard and Trust Stamp, an artificial intelligence program, testing it on the people of West Africa with their COVID vaccines, injections, I should say, giving them a digital ID. They can only get their monetary funds through the digital ID and MasterCard, no other way, no cash, nothing. And this, and all their medical records and information downloaded into this digital format in their body. And they said in this program, this research experiment they're doing on the people, they said, well, if this substance is inside of them, this hydrogel substance, of course, why don't we use it for surveillance and predictive policing? We are. We're going to start using it for surveillance and predictive policing on the people of West Africa right now. They've been doing this since July of 2020. And they said once they have it perfected, they would like to unveil it to all the developed nations. And what are they calling it? The wellness pass, which is also known as a vaccine passport. So how are they doing that, right, Stu? They have to put something inside your body to be able to monitor you and know everything that you're doing. So people need to wake up. What could they put inside your body for that to happen? How would they do it? I think Gates is already admitting to us how he's doing it or how he wants to do it. How much does it take? I don't know. I just know that I'm seeing these things with my own eyes, things that don't make sense, things that look like they could be used for, you know, so they look like they are the advent of starting something of artificial intelligence inside the human body. And we know that the people in charge aren't to be very trustworthy at all. They've lied many times to us. The manufacturers have lied many times to us. So this is the time that we do not, we don't take this anymore. We don't take this kind of oppression and suppression. We're better than that. We are children of God if we choose to be, right? And
absolutely.
I for one will not stand for it.
So just to wrap up here, and I know that you got to go, but I just, for responsibility purposes, you've examined things under microscopes before. You know what you're doing with a microscope. These vials that you, multiple vials that you examined, you have kept track of the chain of custody. Nothing was inserted into these things before you were able to look at them. I mean, this is all on the up and up. And this is the genuinely the contents of what is found in multiple lots now, you have said, of the Moderna and the J&J vials.
Yeah, at least three batches. At least three batches, yes. That is correct.
It's awful. Mm-hmm. It's horrific. I can understand why you cried. Dr. Terry Madej, thank you so much. And when you do have those videos, we trust that you'll come back here to share those with the audience. I mean, people need to know what it is that's being pushed on them. People need to know that this isn't just your everyday run-of-the-mill health and wellness prevention. There's none of that going on here. So we appreciate
it.
We appreciate it.
Thanks. Yes, thanks, Stuart. Thanks for having me on the show, and I'm happy to come on in the future and share more as I get more information.
Great. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, there it is.
Hallelujah.
Family. I mean, you can't get no more graphic than that. That was on Stu Peter's show, and that was Dr. Carey Madej, M-A-D-E-J. Pretty much she just told the whole nine yards. She just let it be out there. And this is the video that went viral throughout the week, last week and a half. The videos on all type of different platforms, they've been trying to shut this down. But the truth, it spread like wildfire, just like gasoline onto a fire. I mean, it just spread like wildfire. People were knowing what's in this. There's mm-hmm. there's no excuse. Yahuwah is given, just like he say, he lets the rain come down on the just and the unjust. He lets the sun shine on the just and the unjust. So that they are without excuse, you know. So you can't say, well, you know, I didn't know. Just like the people went in the judgment, they're going to say, Master, didn't I do this and, you know, your name and do that? He's going to say, I don't even know you. And when he say, did you visit me when I was in prison? Did you check in on me when I was sick, you know, and shut in? They're going to say, when did we see you in sick and shut in? When did we see you in prison to visit you? He say, if you haven't done it to the least of my little ones, you did it not to me. You know, so you're going to be left without an excuse. This information is out here. It's on the World Wide Web and spreading like wildfire. So people who are getting this thing, the God of this world has blinded their minds, and they have selfish motives. You know, you want to keep this job that, you know, Yahuwah could bless you to get another job, but you don't want to give up this money, this little money. These people are not even rich, but they don't want to give up this money, you know, like you'll never get another job. You'd rather sell your soul. Some of you want to get back into the nightclub. Some of you want to get back traveling around the world. You just want to get your pleasure back on, you know. Mm-hmm. So you say, hey, you know, I'm not going to trust the Most High. I'm not going to trust these kooks. I'm not going to trust people coming in the name of the Most High. I'm going to trust the Fauci's. I'm going to trust the so-called experts of this world. Well, then you're going to reap your reward. Because in Revelation 18, it says, come out from among them. Come out from her. I'm just going to read that. It says, I heard another voice. This is Revelation 18 and 4. It says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. The only way you're going to receive of her plagues, if you do not come out and mm-hmm. you become a partaker in Babylon's sins. So if you're going to be a partaker of Babylon's sins, guess what? You're going to receive of her plagues. See, so Babylon is not going to be spared. It say, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahuwah hath remembered her iniquities. He's going to really get her. It says, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. in the cup which she had filled to her double. It's going to get a double portion of the plague. It's going to come down hard, and guess you're going to be swept right away with it, because you're waiting to get back into this filthy society. Elder, do we have one more for this real short one? It's a real short one, about 2 minutes. I just wanted to get this one in the mix. This is a short one. It's saying, this one here. Oh, she talked about transhuman. This shows when you take this vax, you're no longer human anymore. You're human, but you're human plus. You're human plus. We just want to run this real quick. If it comes up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'll run this one here. And this guy's talking. Here we go.
Supreme Court of the United States. I printed it off. I'll even give you the link. As a matter of fact, let me give you the link right now. /// www.supremecourt.gov/opinions. /12PDF/12-398 1B7D PDF. Let me read this to you in case you don't understand what the hell is going on with this stupid ass shot. In the U.S., the Supreme Court has ruled that vaccinated people worldwide are products, patented goods, according to U.S. law, no longer human. Through a modified DNA or RNA vaccination, the mRNA vaccination, the person ceases to be human and becomes the owner of the holder of the modified gen vaccination patent. Because they have their own genome and are no longer human, without natural people in parentheses, but transhuman. So a category that does not exist in human rights. Did you hear that? A category that does not exist in human rights. The quality of a natural person and all related rights are lost. No rights, freedoms, and liberties. No religious exemptions, nothing, because you've been turned into a person, not a man or a woman. You think I've been joking? I've been telling you guys to wake the hell up. You haven't been waking up. Now it's kicking you in your teeth. This is why I put on these seminars, so you can understand exactly what you need to do to forcefully take back your rights, freedoms, and liberties. Now listen to this. This applies worldwide, and patents are subject to U.S. law since 2013. All people vaccinated with GM-modified mRNAs are legally transhuman and legally identified as transhuman and do not enjoy any human or other rights of a state. State meaning any government, any state, even here in the United States. And this applies worldwide because GenPoint technology patents are under U.S. jurisdiction and law where they were registered. Source of the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, PDF here. Again, I'll give it to you since all you dumbasses need proof. You can look it up yourself. Again, I've got it right here. Print it out. It's pretty thick. Probably about 30 pages. So let me tell you how we're going to deal with this, because these cocksuckers are stealing your rights, freedoms, and liberties. And it's about time you all stand up. I'm not here to wake up the sleeping sheep. I'm here to wake up the lions. And lions, you better wake up. Your time is...
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I had to get that in. They're not looking at you as human anymore. You know why?
Right.
Because they've downloaded a software into you. They've downloaded an operating system. And they're just, at the opportune time, they've had this all figured up, they're going to control you. They're going to control you from a centralized location. You remember we talked about these supercomputers. You are looked at as a subject. You're not looked upon as a full human with full rights and liberties. You're looked upon as human plus, transhuman, like the gentleman said. They're doing a number on this world. This world is under judgment. And if you do not come under the umbrella, the protection of the Most High, you're going to be swept away with the sins and the plagues of this world. These Rothschilds, Wahlbergs, Schiffs, Coons and Loebs, all of these 13 families who's really running everything, not the Bidens and these dummies, and, you know, those are the puppets that they put out there. Satan has given these 13 families an order, and they in turn have given it to their minions. And when they gave it to their minions, they didn't give any alternative of failure. They say you get it done or else. That's why you see, that's why in the face of all of this protest and all of this truth out here, not just our show, all of this truth that's coming out, these people are still pushing away. You turn in, if you tune in to CNN and all these demonic networks, they're pushing this stuff like you've never heard the truth about what's in this stuff, that you've never heard how many people are dying from this vaccine and how many more will die as the months go by. They're pushing it like you don't even know, like you're an imbecile, because they've got their marching orders and they know they have to carry them out. And if you're going to be crazy enough to be swept away, then guess what? The Bible says you're going to partake in her plagues. You better repent, Israel. You better repent. And those who want to be a friend of Israel, the stranger, you better repent. Because if you don't repent, you're going to get swept away. We already have read Psalms 91 many times. And, you know, I don't have time to read it now. I'm going to turn this back over to Elder. But, Elder, we are in dark times. And even Biden himself said this is going to be a cold, dark winter. Biden said this. He knows. He's got his marching orders. Remember, they haven't even came and knocked on your doors yet. They haven't given up on that. That's coming. Say they're not going to come in the dead of winter. Don't put nothing past these people. They're on a timetable. They're trying to get the earth down to 500 million people. That's a lot of killing to do. That's a lot of killing. So they're busy. They're not going to stop. When they're going to stop, they're going to stop when they think they have achieved their goal. Only the Most High will intervene on your behalf. And that's the behalf of the righteous. So whose side are you going to be on, Israel? I will quote this scripture, elders. 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and here's what we all got to do. Turn from your wicked ways. That's your salvation. That's your protection. Not all this other stuff, not this religious stuff, not going to church every. Your salvation is turning from your wicked ways, turning back to the Most High with all your heart. Honor the sacrifice that Yahushua made to repair the bridge to the Father. You have to honor that. You have to honor that path that Yahushua made. That's the only path. He says, no man can come to my Father except by me. Go ahead, Elder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let me go ahead and read a little bit here in Psalms 91, so we'll wrap it up with that. Okay, it says here in Psalms 91, verse 1, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty. He is saying to Yahuwah, my refuge and my stronghold, my Allah, in whom I trust. For he delivers you from snare, the snare of trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrows and that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of destruction that ravages at midday.
Yes.
1,000 fall at your side.
That's right.
10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you.
It will not come near you. Hallelujah.
Only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the wrong one.
Mm-hmm. The wicked. Hallelujah.
Because you have made Yahuwah your refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No evil befalls you.
Hallelujah.
And a plague does not come near your tent. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Plague. That's why I said resist the devil, and he will have to get away.
Hallelujah.
From you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Said no better than that.
Well, we want to thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you have given us. And we pray that you will continue to protect us as we go out tonight and as we go out tomorrow. Watch over us on every side. In Yahushua's name, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Hodiah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let it be. All right. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Father, I want to learn the mysteries of the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
One day I really plan being there.
You're my Heavenly Father.
Where I want to be. Yeah.
Woo. Oh, oh yeah.
I just wanna say I love you. Yeah.
Twisting on the eternal feet. Ain't no place I'd rather be than with you. Praising you, yeah. Meditating every day and night. All I want is eternal life and to sing you a song.
Sing you a song, Father. Yeah.
Soft and long. Well, I like to be here alone with your Father, 'cause your love is like no other. Happy to see a new horizon slowly coming into you. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you.
Living for the love of you. Living for the love
that I'm giving. It's for the love of you.
It's for the love of you. It's for the love.
Give me peace in the name of your Holy Son. And though a rock touching me when the morning comes, feel good to me. By loving me.
Where I wanna be. Yeah. Keep blessing me. Don't bless me, Father. I love you.
dwelling in your kingdom, understanding all the mysteries.
All the mysteries I want to understand. Take me there, Father. Give me your wisdom.
I want to be living for the love of you.
What I want to do.
For the love of you. Living for the love
all that I'm giving.
All that I'm giving. For the love of you.
It's for
the love of you. It's for the love.
Ooh, paradise. I have it there. Oh yeah. And I will never feel insecure again. Cause you're the key.
Keep
on.
This is nothing, yeah.
Ooh, never again will I lose my way.
Never again.
No, because your wisdom gives me words to pray. And this is how I really feel.
I wanna be living.
Your love is real.
For the love of you. Living for the love
that I'm giving.
It's for the love of you. It's for the love.
All right.
Shalom.
Shalom, family. Good night.
All right. Good night. Hope to see you next week. Same time.
Hallelujah.
All right.